Boker Tov and good morning and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class, we're continuing with the second chapter of Shaar Bitachon, the Gates of Trust. And today's class will be for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Hagana Lisrael, the IDF, and also the Fu'ash and Lema of all of the Pitsuim from Israel, and as well for the Le'ilui Nishmat, the Avdil Le'ilui Nishmat of all of the Niftarim from the Milchama, as well as Le'avdil for the Hatzlacha of Eitan Moshe ben Miriam. Today we're going to sit and discuss. Yesterday we discussed the first condition to do with trusting someone. If you wanted to put your trust into someone, the first condition we said, and just to go over it, was we said the person has to have a lot of love and compassion and pity towards you. That's number one. Number two, Vashenit, sheyodea bo im avato she'enenu mitalem imenu. You need to know with the love that the person has for you, he's never going to forget about you. For you to trust someone, you need to know that they'll always be thinking about you. He's never going to get sluggish or lazy in fulfilling what he's supposed to do for you. You know that the person you're trusting is working towards doing what's good for you. Because if you don't know this, if you think that someone that you trust is lazy, he doesn't really care about you, he's not thinking about you, then you can't trust them fully. You won't be able to completely trust the person. Because if you know somebody is lax in fulfilling what you're asking of them, then you're not going to completely trust them. And it's important to be able to completely trust, let's call someone, but really in this case it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you fulfill these first two conditions, godel rachmanuto alav, the amount of love and compassion the person has for you, verov hashkachato al inyanav, and also that the person is trying to fulfill it. The person is trying to do it. Yiftach bo mibli safek. For sure, you're going to be able to trust them. Meaning the first two prerequisite conditions that you need to have to be able to trust someone. And really, let's talk about Hashem. Trusting Hashem is number one, knowing how much Hashem loves us, which we spoke about yesterday. And knowing that Hashem every single day is constantly trying to fulfill what's good for us. Now, you know, I received a few messages yesterday which were very, very difficult messages. And I want to tell you a few of the messages. I received a message from a friend of mine that I went to yeshiva with in Israel. He sent a voice note. And he said, in the voice note, he said it was a 13-second voice note. It sounded like a lot going on in the background. And you can imagine. And the voice note said, I'm currently on the southern border of Israel. He's in the army. These are a few of the names of me and my friends that are at the border. Can you please pray for us? And it brought me to tears. I said, wow, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I was sitting with the guy learning in yeshiva. And now the guy is fighting for our lives. He's fighting for Am Yisrael. And it really touched my heart. And then I saw another picture. Then my wife sent me, I saw a picture, and the picture showed an image of a 91-year-old man. And it said, this man never put on tefillin a day in his life. And he came to Chabad that day, yesterday, to put on tefillin. For the first time in his life, 91 years old. And they asked him, why did you come? And he said, I can't stop crying about Israel. So this is what he said. He says, I can't stop crying in Israel, so I need to come and do something for the land of Israel, for Am Yisrael. Knowing that Hashem is there for us and He's going to do what's best for us is one of the most important key factors in trusting Hashem. And the stronger our trust is for Hashem, the better the outcome will be. Everything in life, Hashem places in front of us as a test. Everything. From Aleph until Tav, from A to Z, Hashem is constantly testing us. Why? He wants to see how much we really believe in Him, how much we really trust Him. This is one of the most difficult tests we ever go through. Because it's something that even after, even when Bezal Hashem in a couple of weeks, hopefully this is all over and Am Yisrael is completely victorious. Even after that, we still won't have an explanation. We still won't understand. And until Mashiach comes, we won't understand. But I want to give you maybe an analogy for some people to give them a little bit of feeling of comfort. I was thinking of an analogy yesterday. And the analogy that came to mind was a guy who, growing up, he didn't have such great eye vision. His prescription wasn't so great. It went from a 2 to a 3 to a 4 to a 5, 6, 7. Now he's legally blind. He can't see. He wakes up in the morning until he puts his contacts on. He can't see. He can't see a person standing in front of him. Legally blind. And all of a sudden he goes to the doctor. The doctor tells him, You know there's something called laser eye surgery. So you can do this surgery, and in a week's time, you can wake up in the morning and you can walk around with perfect eye vision. You'll be able to see. He says, no way. He says, come and do it. He pays the money, he goes to the laser eye surgery. For a couple days, he has to lie in bed with things on his eyes and he can't see anything, can't open his eyes. For a couple days, he's staying in bed. After those couple days, finally, the doctor tells him, you can take off the covers on your eyes, you're going to be able to see. He takes off the covers, it's a little bit dark. He blinks a couple times and all of a sudden, he has perfect clear vision. He has perfect vision, 20/20 vision. And everything is clear. He wakes up in the morning, he looks around, wow. When I was thinking of this analogy, I said, what's the nimshal? The lesson from this story, this analogy is that going through this lifetime, our prescription isn't perfect. We don't have great prescription. And sometimes during different situations, our prescription gets worse. We don't see things perfectly to the extent that we are legally Torah blinded. We don't see everything. Hashem puts a cover in front of our eyes. But Be'ezer Hashem, there will come a day where Hashem will say, I will give you laser eye surgery. I will bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu. We'll build the Beit HaMikdash. There'll be the resurrection of the dead and you'll have perfect eye vision. You'll be able to completely understand and see everything why it happened. But today, not. Today our vision is not there. We don't have this spiritual laser eye surgery yet. But I think for us, the only thing that we can do, because we don't have the cure yet, we don't have this laser eye surgery yet, is to be able to work on our trust in Hashem. And so I think as we're learning this book and we strengthen our trust in Hashem, it's important to recognize and go over and over the conditions of how you gain trust, to understand who we're trusting, and how it's that He is the only person in this whole world that we can completely trust. A person can trust a spouse, a person can trust a friend, a parent, a child, a relative, but not to the extent that you can trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you'll see as we go on with these conditions, these are just the first two, which these first two may take place in a human being. They could. The love that a person may have for you, or the fact that you know the person is trying to do your will, what you're asking of them. These two things you may have in human beings. But as we go on with the conditions, you'll slowly start to see that all of the conditions that we'll have of trust are only taking place in Hashem. And therefore, through this whole process, the only thing we can do is turn our hearts, our attention, our time and our energy to Hashem. And to turn to Hashem and open up in prayer, praying for our brothers. And I'll finish with this one idea. I was listening to Charlie Harari. He was saying last night, he said that most people during difficult times, what do? Someone goes through a difficult time, they watch a video, they feel sorry for them. He said, it's good to feel sorry for someone, but you know what's better than feeling sorry for someone? It's feeling sorry with someone. Noseh be'ol im chavero. You should feel the pain with your brothers and friends, with the family. How do you do that? And the way he explained that I thought was beautiful. Is lo aleinu, chaser shalom shelo nada. But imagine it was someone part of your family, God forbid, who was out there standing on the battlefield, standing on the border. Imagine it was your child. Imagine it was your friend, your brother, your sister. How would you feel then? It's not just I'm looking at the media, I'm looking at the news, I'm watching, and I feel sorry for them. No, we're part of Am Yisrael. Even if we're not there, we should feel sorry with them. And I think if this is something that we can take upon ourselves through this difficult time, be able to feel sorry not only for them, but feel sorry with Am Yisrael during this difficult time. And we pray to Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem, this should be over very soon, and Am Yisrael should be victorious. Have a great day.